Tuesday. It's Enigma with Return to Innocence. And right now, returning for another cool interview on a Thursday. And it is the first Thursday of December, the first Thursday of the month, which means that there is something special afoot at the Lifestyle Center in Bledsoe, and in particular in the hub of cool known as the studios, and the gallery based at the studios, which you will see has undergone quite an impressive transformation, and lining up with the launch of a new exhibition that we are about to unwrap, pardon the pun, because that is the name of the new exhibition, Unwrapped, and to unpack the theme and to tell us what's waiting at the gallery, I happen to have the gallerist, Sarah O'Reilly, is in the studio with us for an artistic catch-up on a Thursday. Sarah, welcome back. How are you doing? How's your Thursday?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, it's been a chaotic 2 weeks with the revamp, but...
This is so exciting, though.
We're excited, yeah.
For those who haven't popped their head into the studios in the last little while, today they will be greeted by a transformed and expanded new gallery space,
100%,
right?
100%, yeah, you can't miss it. As you walk into the studios, the lights, the transformation is breathtaking, and I think it just enhances that entire space. And I must just say, it's such a wonderful thing to see art being valued in lifestyle allowing us to extend like that, you know, to see the value that we bring to the community is an amazing thing. We are incredibly gifted.
And space really is so essential to being able to showcase art
100%,
in the best light possible. You've had a really dynamic, a smaller space up until now, which you've worked very cleverly with each exhibition, changing it around and fitting stuff in. And now to have the extra breathing room to really do justice to a new exhibition. And as we head into the festive season and to celebrate the spirit of giving, there is this brand spanking new carefully curated exhibition, Unwrapped. Tell me about the theme.
So with the theme Unwrapped, obviously we wanted to connect to it being festive season, Christmas, and a time of giving. And although obviously with Christmas we associate it with, you know, giving gifts of objects or things like that, we also wanted to draw people in to also think about the gifts we give and receive, whether tangible or intangible. And the beauty of art is that as an artist is creating a piece, they are gifting a piece of themselves into that piece. You know, they're giving their time, they're giving their energy, they're giving their spirit in that time, the emotions that they're feeling within that moment. You are buying a period within their life, you know, that's been fully dedicated to that piece.
And some of these pieces, I mean, evolve over quite a substantial period of time. I mean, a lot of love and thought and intention and energy and actual a slice of someone's life goes
100%.
Into creating this thing, and that lives then in your space, and when you look at it, it gives that back to you.
Yes, and I think that's also, I mean, so often when we chat about the new exhibitions, we say, you know, you'll walk into a space and something will speak to you, and I genuinely believe that part of that connection comes from connecting with what the artist has put in at that time, you know, what they have been experiencing in that moment, what they are sharing. So it is. It's an incredible gift. And it's our gift to the community for the festive season.
Unwrapped. I think it's stunning. And looking at some of the names that are on show, some of the exhibitors, there are some real firm favorites from exhibitions past, as well as some new names as well.
Yes, yeah. So we generally, as we get to the end of the year, do bring in a lot of our firm favorites within the community. And they are names that you will definitely recognize, from Jane Digby to Lee Bissett to Nicole Pletz, Jabulani Qele, Gift Lamini. Awesome. You know, a lot of the usuals, but there are also unusual pieces of theirs, you know, that you might not expect. And
that's exciting.
Yes. And then also trying to also create a range. So we've got some really beautiful pieces specifically bought in for the purpose of gifting. Obviously, I mean, we've got to cater towards Christmas gifts and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So we've got a wonderful range. And, you know, when you're thinking of gifts to give people, like, yeah, it's just, you don't get anything, I think, more meaningful than something like a piece of art that's been handmade and purposed for something like that.
Absolutely. Where it is the only one. Yeah. Of its kind.
Yeah.
So this is now a moment where on the first Thursday of December 2024, it's also the last Thursday of 2024, if you think about it. No, well, the last Thursday of this month.
Yes.
The last first Thursday of this month. Yeah, let's get that right.
Yes.
But this is a chance for you to pop in and to be caught up in the captivating art on display, and also the vibe that is First Thursdays at the studios. I mean, there's going to be some fantastic bubbly tasting and some MCC tasting hosted by Lifestyle Tops. That always goes very well paired with an art exhibition.
Yes,
hey?
Yes.
So great live music by Quiet Storm as well, adding to the ambiance. And that will be kicking in from 6 p.m. if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So heading into the evening. And then if you're looking for something to nibble on, there's Thai fare from Soy 55, the Thai eatery, delicious pizzas from Tiger's Milk, flavors of India from the Curry Bar, nougat sampling from Wedgwood, and drinks from Alchemy Bar also available to add an exciting sizzle to the evening. And you'll definitely
can't go wrong.
Definitely are going to have your eyes as full as your glass, because there's so much on show. And in this new transformed space, it's going to be the best time to take in this first moment of the Unwrapped exhibition, celebrating the spirit of giving this festive season. And Sarah, well done to you and the team. I know it's only just getting started on a Thursday, and you've still got some finishing touches you're going to be putting on.
100%, yeah. But I have an incredible team, so I couldn't do it without them. So it's a wonderful festive feel in there as well.
There you go. Teamwork makes the dream work. This exhibition, obviously, kicking off today and rolling until into the new year, right?
Yes, to the 2nd of February.
Okay, so there's going to be a chance for you to browse it over the course of the next couple of weeks. But you know what? If you're looking to pick up that perfect, special, one-of-a-kind art piece as a gift, the sooner you get in the better, because once stuff has been bought, when the sticker's up on it, then you know.
I'm afraid we already have some pre-sold ones just from setup and people sneaking in, so yeah, you don't want to waste your time.
There you go, get in early and pop in today, First Thursdays at the gallery at the studios. And Sarah O'Reilly, my special guest, giving us a little sneak peek at what lies behind the wrapping paper Unwrapped. And Sarah, we'll see you in the studio at the gallery. Awesome. For the fun this evening.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You heard it.